Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is someone, obviously, who needs no introduction, but I'm going to do a little bit of it anyway. He's the chairman of an editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's the author of a book, a stack of books so high I can't see over the top, including his new one, Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. He authored that along with the great Elizabeth Ames. And he's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So I want to get your thoughts on the vote last Thursday of the Great Britain to leave the EU. 52% voted for that. It looks like that's going to happen. And I covered that before it happened. I talked about it with a number of experts about the implications and that sort of thing. I covered the reported on the Greek issue quite a bit, and I'd like to get your thoughts on you're the first person I've really talked to since the vote about this issue. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's just an example of the world falling apart and things not holding together. What I had hoped the Brits would have done a couple of years ago was, instead of pulling out because of the crazy regulations coming out of Brussels and also immigration, was that they had put together a bloc within Europe, you know, the Central and Eastern European countries like Poland,
right,
Lithuania, Latvia. They don't like what the French are doing. They don't like the big state. The Dutch are ready to pull out as well for the same reasons. So I thought they could have reformed the thing within, but instead they decided to pull out. And the key thing is, where do they go from here?
So it sounds like you think the European Union is a good system, and you're not happy that the British left or leaving.
Well, the system needed reforming, and I thought the Brits could have led the reform of it.
Right.
It should become, and I hope it does become, mostly a free trade association.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have trade barriers, but this thing of trying to create a political system that rules by unelected bureaucrats from Brussels, Belgium,
right,
is preposterous. And one of the things I thought would be fun, this president would never do it, is start negotiations with Britain on joining NAFTA.
Right. that'd be pretty funny. So I see, hear what you're saying. You think that the EU is a good idea. It's just not properly structured at this time. And I
no,
think you're right.
They've gone regulation happy. They've gone tax happy. And so
and isn't that
real market economics?
Aren't those reforms the single biggest reason, those issues you just brought up? It wasn't the idea of being in the EU that the voters went against. It was some of these things that you said needed to be reformed.
Yeah. And I think the issue that pushed the thing over was immigration.
Right.
Just uncontrolled immigration. It's one thing if somebody from Poland goes to France, quite another when you have a million refugees, who knows who they are, pouring in from Syria.
Right.
And that, I think, is what people said. No, this is out of control.
Well, do you also feel like the English are starting to feel like England isn't England, doesn't look like England anymore?
Like a what?
That England doesn't look like England anymore. It's just so different these days.
Well, they have a lot of immigrants. Nothing like what France or some other countries
right.
have. And one of the issues that they have to grapple with, whether they're in the EU or wherever, and not only the Brits but on the continent, is how do you assimilate people?
Mm-hmm.
One thing this country's usually been pretty good at, even though the left is always trying to undermine it,
right,
is assimilating people. So by the second generation, they're in the American mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And They haven't been able to do that in Europe. They allow, the shocking right. thing is they allow these neighborhoods and districts to rise up where they're a rule unto themselves.
I want to get this out of you before we have to take a break. Do you think that that this vote will be good or bad for England, for Great Britain, and quickly how will it affect America?
Well, the key thing is, okay, what do you do next? If Britain goes to more free market economics, negotiates a good free trade agreements with us and others, then it can be a positive example, wake up call to the EU. Get your act together and good things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, I think it's just another example. People don't like unaccountable elites. They don't like policies that don't work. And you're supposed to serve the people, not people serve the bureaucrats.
Could this be when we come back, I'm going to ask you if this could be a contagion that could continue and extend in America in the upcoming election. I want to see what Steve thinks about the politics in America the rest of the year. Quick break, 20 after. 20
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.